It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're going to take a moment to give you the radio station to put forth any propaganda you'd like.
Okay, maybe not any.
No, it's something we call Convince Us It's Cool. Like, is there a show we should be watching? Is there something we should be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a Reddit thread that I saw, and it was like, you don't understand how great solo traveling is. And I'm like, you could not physically convince me that that's cool.
Is that because you can't be alone with your thoughts for 24 hours a day?
Thank you. Yeah. You get me, right?
Yeah, I totally get
We're the same person when it comes to that.
And I could never go to a new city and be like, this is fun, alone. I'd be sitting there like, I have so much to do when I get home.
But would you also like be sitting, like, because you are, this is going to get personal between Eric and I, if you see somebody sitting alone, you think they're sad, pathetic, whatever,
gosh, yep.
And you would be projecting that on yourself. You'd be, if I'm going to be sitting at this little cafe by myself and everybody's going to think I'm sad and dejected and alone.
You know, I actually don't think that often when I'm alone, but now I
You
will
don't?
Start.
Mm. So you project that on everybody else, but not yourself?
I don't go do much alone.
Oh, there it is.
Other than like
codependent.
Yep. Right. A little bit codependent. Like I'll go run errands alone, but I'm not going to like go sit and have lunch alone.
Take no way. Right.
Take it home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I have literally bought a Lego set, gone to a park, I just built it by myself. It's so nice.
How would you build that at home?
So sad.
No, I had a blast
of walking, and I get that. I get it for you, but the thought of walking around a park and there's just like a cute girl building a Lego set alone. I'm like, who hurt her?
But it also seems like she's fishing because a Lego set's a boy thing. So it's like she wants a boy to come sit with her.
It's not a boy
Legos
thing.
I know you're not, but like
Legos aren't for boys.
I didn't.
You said Legos are a boy thing. They're not. They're gender neutral.
Statistically.
Would you like to check the demographics of who buys Legos?
No.
Great. I mean, yes,
it's
everyone
like me
can
knitting
build them.
In the park or something. Right. It's like, well, men knit. Okay.
You know, my fiance's the one who taught me how to knit.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Your grandpa did?
My fiance?
Oh, your fiance. I was like, wow. Sorry, I was laughing at TIAC and I just heard the end.
By the way, I need my beanie.
Oh, my gosh. We have a beanie for you.
Yeah. That's amazing. Anyway, so
Legos are for girls. I changed my
mind. Yeah, there we go.
You give me that beanie.
We might take one call if you really want to convince us that solo traveling is cool, but I don't think, like, that's off the table right now. But, like, something else. I mean, Aaron would solo travel already, but, like,
yeah.
Half the show, I've convinced already. Slacker's on board. Yep. Ladies, when are you going to bidet up? When are you going to.
We have it set up. My toilet is set up for
you.
It.
Have one or you don't?
We have. I don't use it.
It's set up, but you don't use it.
Yeah, like I just do the normal stuff.
The dirty stuff.
Has TIAC done the thing to you?
I hope not.
Come in the other room.
You would know.
You've been here long enough.
Ask her the question.
Okay. If you got poop on any part of your body, would
say
you,
on your arm.
On your arm.
Yeah.
Would you wipe it with a piece of toilet paper and then go about the rest of your day, or would you bring in some higher,
would you wash it off?
Yeah. Would you use water?
Yeah I would use water.
You okay would. Good. We
but
were
women
unsure
don't poop.
Oh my god,
so this is a non-issue.
That's more of a boy thing.
Yeah. Like
just
Legos.
Like Legos.
Okay, no, you have to. I'm with TIAC. If you're listening and you haven't bidet'd, bidet up.
Please.
And yes. I will tell you this. In my brain, I was like, this is ridiculous because I know the plumbing and I'm like, it's going to be cold water. That's going to be like a shock to the system.
It's a nice shock.
It weirdly, it comes out so fast, it feels warmer because it's like just thwacking you in the...
No, nope, I think I'm good.
You get a little lift sometimes.
It's...
Whoa.
I do not need to know anything else, Erica, about your bathroom habits.
Please, for the love of God, will you just bidet up?
No, I want...
Catch a wave.
Oh, my God. Girls.
303-222-5423. Text in if you want her to bidet up.
That's a weird thing to ask them to text in
no,
about.
No, but I mean, we're going to... But like... It, we're doing convinces at school. If you already have one at your house, yeah, you don't even, there's not up. A learning curve. You just got to go home and go.
But I got to figure out how to turn it on. And my fiance's like, I can't show you unless one of us is sitting on the pot.
Yeah. Well.
That's not the kind of relationship we have.
You don't have to look. He would have a towel over himself and just like, you don't want to be the one sitting. You can't let him see your face the first time.
Well,
you
like,
can film it.
I don't like the sound you're making, and I don't like the face you're making when you make that sound.
So, catch the wave. Oh my gosh. All right. This is, we're giving you the radio station right now. Call us with anything. Shows, bidets, anything you've got. Convince us it's cool. 303-222-5423. Stop typing bidet up. And now either call us with your story or text it in.
My gosh. Well, this one says Skyline Chili.
I saw that and I don't know what that is.
I don't
actually,
either.
Oh, I've never
tried. Does anybody
tried
in the room
it
know what it is?
No.
You no don't know either, Tiak? Mm-mm. This feels very Tiak.
Because is it a Midwest thing or something?
It's a Cincinnati thing. Ugh. So I haven't tried it either, but I think it sounds amazing. It's just chili over spaghetti.
What?
Sounds awesome.
Ooh.
What are you doing? What?
Why are you all upset?
I don't know, because like, that feels like even a corn, or like, what do you call it? A chili dog. I'm not down with that.
I love a chili dog.
Mm-mm. Too much.
I don't need to bidet my face. Yeah.
Because you don't like a chili dog. No. You don't like a chili dog.
Chili dogs are for girls.
Say it again.
What? Chili dogs are for girls. You know what? Yep. You can't have them.
And good. Have them. It's just so messy. And okay, you're not adding enough to the...
There's always too much. It's like, I like ketchup on the hot dog, but I don't want it smothered in ketchup. It's like, maybe just like a little sliver of it. Yeah.
Chili? Like, just, you want a line of chili?
Maybe.
No, I want a line of ketchup, but like the chili dog, you make it so saturated, it becomes a fork. A hot dog
It's a fork
is a handheld food.
But it's not a hot dog. It's a chili dog. Okay. No, fork and knife chili dogs. That was my childhood.
So chili over spaghetti.
Chili over spaghetti. And it does say that Cincinnati style chili has a little bit more of like a sweet profile, a little bit more like nutmeg. And then it's served over spaghetti topped with cheese, onions, and or beans. I think it sounds great.
Yeah, I'd try
that,
it.
That really finely shredded cheese.
There are times when Erica starts talking about food that I actually get frightened that she's going to bite one of us.
Yeah.
She's just like, she
I
gets
realized
feral.
I was doing, you know what I mean? It in you're that like, moment. But you know that cheese when it's shredded so finely that it's like soft?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I
what
do
you
that
want
with Asiago cheese.
No, that you want it cheddar on top of your chili dog. Chili cheese dog. Okay.
I just read another one from this thread that got us started, and it was said soy sauce in mashed potatoes.
Hmm.
And may I don't want to say this in case any of y'all come over for Thanksgiving other than Tia, because he hates Thanksgiving because he's a communist.
So he won't come over?
No, because he's like, I don't like the food. I don't get it.
Oh. I don't.
Are you inviting us over for Thanksgiving?
Sure. You want to come?
I'm going to be out of town.
There it is.
I'm kind of
I think
busy that
I
day
might try the soy sauce and mashed potatoes, but I have put Parmesan cheese in mashed potatoes, and you don't tell people, and they're like, they have the perfect amount of salt, and there's just something kind of thicker and cream, and you're like, I'm telling now, it's Parmesan cheese, because it
just a little bit,
sort of an off-putting amount, because it's got to be enough that you can taste it, but it's also white, so it's just like,
and it kind of just melts in.
Wow. I'm not talking like the shaky cheese. I'm talking real. Parmesan cheese, like shaved Parmesan, or the thinly, like you're talking about.
I will tell you what is cool.
Yeah.
The shaky cheese.
The shaky.
Spaghetti with shaky parm on top, just crappy parm. Yes.
If you can get Erica to make that face with your call. Yeah.
Or that hand motion.
Okay.
convince us it's cool. It can be food. It can be shows. It can really be anything. A lifestyle, even. 303-222-5423.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Playing a little game we like to call Convince Us It's Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the last things we were talking about, Erica is the only person in the room who seemed to know what it was.
Oh, Skyline Chili.
Gross.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Well, someone said it's a sweet chili. It has cinnamon in it.
Mm.
So I might be out on it. But I'm open to trying it. Someone else said, try it, Erica. It's less scary than a bidet.
Can anybody can anybody convince me to eat bacon and waffles? No, I'm sorry. Chicken and waffles?
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't want fried chicken. I want it crispy. So yeah, why would I want syrup on it?
It still stays crispy, just like waffles stay.
Yeah,
crispy.
It's like, it's, you know what it's like?
What?
Hot honey on pizza.
Yeah.
It's like the same.
But I put a little bit of honey on pizza.
Great. Put a little bit of syrup.
But I put a lot of syrup on waffles. But so if there's a bunch of syrup on top of my chicken.
Why don't you take the chicken off, put syrup on, put the chicken back on, and then there's just a little syrup on your
You
chicken.
See how many moving parts there were? I'm not doing chicken and waffles.
Lazy.
I'm sorry. Here we go. Here's somebody who's had Skyline Chili. Thomas?
Yay!
Tell us about Skyline Chili, Thomas.
Well, Skyline Chili is, well, disgusting. It's basically...
There we go.
What exactly is it?
It's pureed meat and like a chili sauce.
Okay,
but
they
loaded up with cinnamon.
Now
somebody said that in the text. So it's... Wait.
Is it over spaghetti still?
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. And,
weird.
It's,
I like the spaghetti.
It's not good.
I'm going to take my regular chili and put it over spaghetti.
Okay.
Well, my wife heard all about it, and so I bought two cans. I had to hunt it down. I found it. And we were so disappointed in it, we didn't even want to donate the chili to a food bank.
Wait, so there's a can of something that says Skyline Chili on it?
Maybe the can is the problem. Like, well, we should
make it from scratch.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Well, if you make it from scratch, that's fine.
No.
However,
what I'm really confused about is the fact that, like, the other day we were talking about chili and dipping a cinnamon roll in it, and we were all into it.
Yeah, I would eat that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now if you just put cinnamon in the chili, now we don't like it.
Got it. No, right.
It's not good. And, you know, I'm a chef.
Okay, dude.
So I'm open.
You're not convincing us it's cool at all. You're convincing us.
Opposite.
Thomas, while we have you, how do you feel about shooting water in your butt?
Okay. You can't just ask
people
that.
Well, you know, I have a friend that just bought it today, and he swears by it.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you've used it, you swear by it.
Yeah, but it's often men.
No. I have a neighbor, and he and his wife came over, and then he went to my bathroom, and he was like, honey, go in the bathroom. And she's like, what? And he's like, we have them in everything. And he's like, they book their vacations only at hotels that have bidets.
Wow, what's it like to be rich?
My wife and I are going to Europe, so I'll definitely try one.
Yeah,
hit us back. Bring some Skyline Chili with you. Thanks for the call, man.
Try some beans on toast.
Oh.
It's so good. Anyways.
Beans on toast.
Yeah.
Food in other countries, especially Europe. Like my friends came back and were like, oh, we had blood sausage. And I'm like, what?
So good.
What are you, what?
You could name it anything.
Yeah, you just like, call it anything else.
Yeah.
Richard?
Yay.
Convince us that it's cool. What's yours?
Bacon spaghetti.
Okay. Are we just on a spaghetti?
I've got a couple texts.
But what is bacon spaghetti?
You just chop up a pound of bacon, fry it up, add tomato sauce, put it over spaghetti.
I'm not mad.
Growing up, my aunt used to make it. It's amazing.
I am not mad.
I feel like I need more. That's a good starter.
No,
for,
it's
like, base.
Perfect just like it is. You gotta try it.
I was thinking more of like a carbonara that has bacon in it. It's really good, but that's always a light.
Is it really bacon or is it like prosciutto or something?
It's the other one.
No. I make peas with it.
Prosciutto? I don't know. It's really irrelevant.
Hmm.
Pancetta.
There it is.
Pancetta.
I was going to get it. Thank you. I don't think I'm going to try that. Here, let me just say this. With my Italian meats, like the beef, you want it, this is a weird word, creamy almost. Like a meatball has so much other stuff in it that it's almost like the meatballs in SpaghettiOs where you just like, you don't have to have teeth. You can just shove it against the roof of your mouth and it goes like.
Look who's thinking about SpaghettiOs now.
I'm
you know
just,
what? I'd like to convince everyone is cool. SpaghettiOs with meatballs.
That is
the big can.
You
all to yourself. No further comment. Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan. 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.